If you're struggling to maintain motivation at the moment, then today's Wellfire Daily podcast clip is for you. You're going to hear from ultramarathon runner and Peloton tread instructor, Susie Chan, who recently ran 266 miles straight. 266 miles! Coming up, she discusses how to distract your brain from obsessing about the miles on a long run. And I share what I do whilst out on a long run. So grab a coffee and enjoy this pep talk.
Do you have music in when you run there, or do you?
Yeah,
you do.
When I'm by myself, yes, I do actually. I run with music all the time. In races, I don't.
Right.
In ultramarathons, I think I might have dug the music out once or twice when things have got quite desperate. But yeah, I do actually. I do. I like running with music, or the radio, or you know, something audible to pass the time a little bit.
I've been doing a lot of kind of books during my
audio books.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Podcasts. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just anything to, because you focus. If I'm doing sort of a long training run, if I'm doing it by myself, and it just passes the time, doesn't it, a little bit quicker.
Yeah.
You don't do that thing where you end up sort of looking at your watch and suddenly moved by 0.3 of a mile.
Yeah.
And you're starting to get tired.
Yeah. What do you do on a race when that happens? That like you're just find yourself counting down the mileage, if you've got any ways which you snap out of it?
Yeah, I try my hardest. I've developed a few sort of techniques. So I do a lot of focusing on the finish line and imagining that. I do a hell of a lot of, when I was doing that 24-hour track race, for example, as soon as the klaxon went off, it was like, you know, well, I'm not going to be doing this tomorrow, and this time tomorrow I'll be doing something else, you know, so putting myself after the event and having finished it, you know, mentally, and that helps distract me. I'm not saying it works all the time, and obviously I've had some sort of low points in races, we all do, you know.
Yeah.
And I think it always for me happens about two-thirds of the way through, whether that's 10k, you know, half marathon or 100 miler. It's always quite a tough patch. But one thing I have learned, if you just keep moving forward, focusing on the finish, you know, it does arrive, you get there.
If you're keen to hear more running advice, then head on over to Wellfire, the running podcast, for full episodes with expert advice and inspirational stories from the global running community. Now have a lovely day, and I'll catch you back here soon for some more Wellfire Daily.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.